Right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tempore Penny, Funny, for being here. This announcement today is about a long-standing issue that DeKalb County on its EMS response. This is literally a problem that has life or death consequences. This is my first term as mayor, but I have served on the city council for 10 years since 2014. This entire time, ambulance response times from DeKalb County has been a problem, whether they come late or not at all. We have tried to play nice. We have tried cooperation and collaboration. We have spoken with them, pleaded with them, and did our best to work with them. We even bought the old Quick Trip station on Beaufort Highway, renovated it, and gave it to DeKalb to use as a staging area so EMS would be closer to us. This was supposed to decrease EMS response times. But if anything, people are waiting as long or longer than they did before. The time is up. We have to take matters into our own hands, and we need the state of Georgia to allow it to happen. Later this afternoon, the city manager will be making a formal presentation to the city council with the course of action we are taking at this time. I've asked him to share some of that data with you now in advance of this meeting. Before I turn it over to Christian Sigman, I want to reiterate that I'm disappointed. Disappointed that DeKalb has been cavalier about people dying and has not addressed this issue in any meaningful way. I can't believe we're here. We've been working on this for 4 years, two ad hoc committees, and we're still right back where we started. Residents in the greatest moment of need are the ones that are paying the price. I'll turn it over to Christian at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm Christian Sigman, Brookhaven City Manager, and when I'm done, I'll turn it over to Brookhaven Police Chief Brandon Gurley. At the end of the day, EMS services is the bedrock of local government. It's probably the most important service they provide in addition to police and fire. In DeKalb County, they contract for this service with a private vendor. I'll just show one chart that tells the story over the past 5 years. Burke?
Mr. Mayor. That was a bar chart. The one before.
Well,
sorry about that.
This one right here. Contract for AMR, the provider for EMS services contracted with DeKalb County, says that they will respond within 12 minutes, 90% of the time, on P1 to P3 calls. I'm going to describe that in a moment, what that means. But here are the results for AMR, the county's contractor. This is top line here. 90% of the time, it takes 20 minutes, 90% of the time, 20 minutes for them to arrive. Their contract standard is 12 minutes. They haven't met it for 5 years. Now, one might say you give them a little bit of a pass during COVID. We've been working this issue, like the mayor said, for 5 years, and these are your COVID years. But COVID ended, and we're actually worse today than we were during COVID. So what type of calls are these? And I mentioned P1 through P3. I'm going to read from the county's contract with AMR what a P1 call is. Quote, lights and siren, hot response, call determined to require immediate response for the purpose of initiating life safety interventions, may include active cardiac arrest, ineffective breathing, choking with complete obstructions, drowning, etc. That's a P1 call. I'm not going to read the 2 and 3. That's in their contract. These are very serious matters. They're very serious matters for Brookhaven and all of DeKalb County. So with that, I'll turn it over to Police Chief Brandon Gurley.
Good morning, Chief Brandon Gurley, City of Brookhaven, Brookhaven Police Department. I just want to share with you just a handful of examples of calls that we experience these long wait times to kind of give some example of what our officers in the field are having to experience as we provide first aid and life-saving treatment while waiting for an ambulance to get on scene to get them to the proper emergency receiving facility. And these are just going to be calls over the last year. We could go back much farther, but I'm going to give a few more recent examples of more serious calls. So back in March of last year, officers heard a call live stream into their vehicles through software that we use to live stream 911 calls into the officers' patrol cars. They listened to a caller tell 911 that there was a man shot in the chest at Blackburn Park and was dying. Officers later learned that the person who was shot was in fact the caller that was suffering from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chest. They were on scene within minutes, having heard the call being relayed to dispatch, and was responding before dispatch actually sent them the call, and was on the scene within just a few minutes at the park, where they found the male suffering, was speaking with officers, describing to them, to the officer, how he had shot himself in the chest, where the gun was located. They removed him from a vehicle to begin life-saving measures, stop the bleed treatment, and over the period of the next several minutes, asked for updates on the ambulance response time, upwards of 3 to 5 different times, trying to find out how much longer am I going to have to wait on this ambulance. In the meantime, it starts raining. They're dealing with inclement weather. So the CAB Fire Department and Brookhaven police officers administered first aid to a victim who at this point had lost consciousness and had quit breathing. AMR arrived on scene with an ambulance 34 minutes later from the time that the call came in, to begin treating and packaging the male victim for transport, who was later deceased upon arriving to a local Atlanta area hospital. Later last year in May, we responded to a large fight call at Look Cinema in town Brookhaven, next door to City Hall. This was in the evening hours. Victims were complaining to 911 about being contaminated with some sort of chemical spray. We later learned to be pepper spray that was deployed during this large fight, and there were many injuries, superficial and broken bones, that were received in this fight at Look Cinema. When officers arrived and began dispersing the crowd, they identified these victims with broke bones, and was again asking for AMR to respond in reference to these many injuries. 52 minutes after being asked to respond to Look Cinema with multiple victims injured in a large fight, some of whom have been pepper sprayed, others with broken arms, the first ambulance arrived at Look Cinema 52 minutes later. At this point, the victims had already left in private transports via their own vehicles or that of friends, to take themselves to local area hospitals to get treatment after already have waiting more than 20 to 30 minutes and deciding to transport themselves. In this event, AMR did not transport any victims, as they all left the scene prior to them getting there. In June of last year, we responded to a domestic dispute with injuries. We had a victim who was bleeding from the face and head area, swollen bloody eye. This victim was a diabetic patient on blood thinners and was experiencing heavier than normal bleeding. AMR was requested by officers at 8:48 a.m. to respond. Multiple attempts to get updates on this response were made, at which time we were told that the ambulance had not yet been dispatched. The call was still holding, pending dispatch. At 10:30 a.m., almost 2 hours later, they finally told us that they had closed the call, thinking that an ambulance was no longer needed, when we were calling once again for an update. At 10:34 a.m., the victim decided to call someone else to take them to the hospital, and the ambulance was canceled, almost 2 hours after an initial call for the ambulance to come to the scene. This year in April, earlier this month, we responded to a dog attack, a victim who was bleeding profusely from the arm area. It was very serious bleeding that required the use of a tourniquet to try to control the bleeding. After more than 30 minutes, officers identified that this person needs to get to an ER, and a decision was made to load the victim, who was bleeding heavily with a tourniquet already in place, into our patrol car and transport this victim to Grady. That's not a position that our officers should be in, transporting someone in a life or death situation, losing a lot of blood, to the hospital. Word made its way back to me, I believe this to be true, from medical staff, I did not talk to them directly, that had it not been for the actions of the officers on scene to apply the tourniquet, and then ultimately to get them to an emergency facility before too much more time had passed, that there could have been a much different ending for this victim, who suffered a very serious injury in a dog attack. And then just yesterday, I will end with this example. In a local daycare, church daycare, close to City Hall where we're at now, a 911 call was received for a 3-year-old who was running 105 degree temperature and had begun seizing. Over the next several minutes, additional 911 calls were made from the daycare attempting to get an ambulance on scene. It took DeKalb County 5 minutes to accept the call from CHATCOM, our 911 center, and then an additional 24 minutes to get an ambulance on scene at the daycare, where the child had already at this point suffered 3 different seizures and was in dire medical distress. That's all the examples I had to share with you this morning, Mayor. I'll turn it back over to you.
And we'll take any questions.
What time, for the city manager, are you giving that presentation?
The city council's regular meeting begins at 6:30. There's some preliminary beginning meeting activities. I suspect between 6:40, 6:45, that presentation.
There will be some victims there that we are anticipating?
Yes, we do anticipate Brookhaven residents, a handful of them, to come and share their stories. That we get these emails directly from our residents based on their experience. I get them as city manager from the police chief, you know, expressing like, why can't we get better ambulance service? But I know the elected officials get these emails directly, and some of those people will be here tonight.
Are you also able to explain that chart one more time for us? I apologize. Just a little bit of confusion with the different lines there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of geek out on this stuff here. The solid line there is the contractual performance time required by AMR as contracted with DeKalb County. It says that 90% of the time an ambulance will arrive within 12 minutes, which is a very generous response time in an urban setting. Overall in their system, because they use fire trucks, which don't transport, they meet that as a county, but their contract provider, which provides 90% of their responses, has never met it and doesn't even come close to meeting it. Fire trucks do not transport. So even if a fire truck, and they do show up in the dog bite and the scenes that the chief mentioned, they can't transport. In many of these cases, you have to get to the hospital. And the only people get you to the hospital is AMR, or, which shouldn't be required, our police officers putting them in our cars.
Is this an AMR problem or a DeKalb County problem or both?
It's both, but ultimately AMR is a contractor to DeKalb County.
Meaning, is it DeKalb County?
Yes.
Are you working with other cities or municipalities to on this effort?
At the city manager level, this has been an issue for 5 to 6 years, and we've talked about various scenarios. As the mayor mentioned, we've gone through two rounds of review through the State Department of Health on how to improve this. Recommendations have been made, they haven't been implemented, and we're still where we're at. The mayor might have some commentary as it relates to his working with the other cities.
Have you already submitted that petition to the Georgia Department of Public Health?
Yeah.
When do you plan to do that?
I will be asking tonight to the city council for permission to start that process. It's a process where it's literally a letter from the city to the Department of Public Health saying we have concerns about the service delivery. They'll start an investigation. They'll look into the statistics. But I, as the mayor noted earlier, we've done this twice already. The Department of Health has come in and overseen a review of DeKalb County's EMS services twice in the past 6 years. We're essentially going to go through that through the third time, where we're going to be much more forceful about it because we want to, at the end state, we have to improve services. It hasn't happened twice. We as a city can't control EMS under state law. That's a state function regulated by the Department of Health. They decide that DeKalb gets the sole ability to provide EMS services. DeKalb leadership decides who they do that with, whether internal staff or contractors, and we as the cities and the residents of DeKalb County have to accept that.
Is there also a state law that says if you don't have a fire department in your city, you can't patrol ambulance services? It seems like Dunwoody said something similar when they were complaining about ambulance services.
I don't recall. We don't have a fire department. DeKalb Fire actually does a very good job responding to fire calls.
Any other questions? Mr. Mayor, any closing thoughts?
Thank you for being here. We're going to continue our efforts. The citizens of Brookhaven demand it, and we will do our best.
Mayor, do you want to?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, City Manager and our Chief. We should not be here today having this conversation. The lives of our citizens are at risk. We should be focusing on delivering good service for our citizens, and that's why we're here today. The mayor made that very clear. Being in an urban area such as Atlanta, with some of the top medical facilities in the world, we can't get our residents to these facilities to receive the attention that's needed from a medical professional. That's a problem. That's a problem. Grady has a wonderful program that really helps stroke victims if you get them there within the required amount of time. Right now, we cannot get them there. We have to make an improvement to this process. So we urge the state to really pay attention to this, because this is critical to the lives of the citizen in the city of Brookhaven. And I want to thank the mayor for really pushing this forward. And the full council supports us, the mayor, and the city manager, and the police chief, with this effort, because we realize that our residents' lives are on the line. Thank you.
For those watching on streaming, can you say and spell your name and give your title?
Oh, sure. My name is John J. Funny, J-O-H-N, middle initial J, last name Funny, F-U-N-N-Y. I serve as Mayor Pro Tem and City Councilman for District 4.
All right, last call. Thank y'all so much for coming.
And you just heard from Brookhaven leadership, mayors, the mayor pro tem that you just heard from right there, chief of police, and of course, the city manager for Brookhaven, all talking about the slow response times, quite frankly, that they have been experiencing throughout the city and what they are now going to do to address that. And I do believe we just lost our visual there, so I'll pop up on the screen for you here. I want to recap what was said, because I know a lot of that conversation was wrapped around what the pattern they continue to see, and the conversation still to be had later tonight at 6:30 p.m. I believe the mayor said that they were going to be presenting their full plan for addressing these slow ambulance response times. The mission here for them, the focus, is this new petition that the city of Brookhaven has rolled out to ask the Georgia Department of Public Health, and urge the Department of Public Health, for that matter, to allow Brookhaven to manage their own ambulance operation. Now, as it stands right now, DeKalb County does contract with a private company to provide emergency management services. So Brookhaven is saying they want to be able to take matters into their own hands and address slow response times. The chief of police bringing up a most recent incident where law enforcement was called to a mental health crisis that really took a turn. And part of the challenge that they faced was that there was slow medical response. So we're going to continue to follow this. Our Atlanta News First, Rebecca Schramm, will have a report for you live at noon. So make sure you tune in to Atlanta News First at noon. And coming up in less than 10 minutes, we will have another installment of In Case You Missed It, our anchors Joylyn Nacrin, Brooke Baptiste, taking you through some of the stories that people in Atlanta are talking about most. We have a lot of content coming up for you here on Atlanta News First Plus. Make sure you stay up to date and download the Atlanta News First app so we can keep you up to date on everything that's happening in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Have a great day.